Dairy farmers form a new cooperative. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This way we'll be able to continue to have a market without any interference, any days of milk having to be dumped or any days of we don't know where this is going.
No doubt it's challenging times to be a dairy farmer, given the decline in consumption and, for some, the loss of marketing contracts. But recently, several dairymen from southeastern states have come together to form their own Appalachian Dairy Farmers Cooperative with an agreement with Piedmont Milk Sales to market their milk. Jefferson County dairyman Brian Stooksberry is the group's vice president.
My hope is that it'll be just a simple co-op that doesn't get too complicated, doesn't have a lot of help hired to help them do anything. We're just contracting with Piedmont at this point to market our milk.
The formation of the new cooperative couldn't come at a better time for some producers who had been selling their milk to Dean Foods and were informed 3 months ago that their contracts would be ending permanently on about May 31st. At least 4 of the 10 from Tennessee that were notified have joined the new Appalachian cooperative. But Stooksberry and producers know that they are in a volatile market and they need the public to first better understand the job they're doing and why we should all drink more milk.
The science is on the side of the milk drinkers because there's unlimited benefits to the amount of nutrients that you get out of a glass of milk, and it's packed full of protein and calcium and about 8 more essential vitamins and nutrients that the body needs.
Dairy farmers from North Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee have the opportunity to join the Appalachian Dairy Farmers Cooperative with operations expected to begin June 1st. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.